You're listening to the Texas Standard.
With all the hoopla over symmetry, perhaps you missed this story. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that it was okay for Ohio to kick people off voter registration rolls if those voters skip a few elections and fail to respond to a notice from election officials. The state of Ohio claimed this was necessary for the proper upkeep of voter registration lists to prevent voter fraud. This case had been closely watched all across the U.S. because Republicans have been pushing for such restrictions without much actual evidence of fraud, while Democrats have often seen such moves as attempts to suppress voting. What does all this mean for Texas? Ed Espinoza is executive director of the group Progress Texas, which advocates what have traditionally been called by those on the left progressive policies. Ed, thanks so much for joining us.
Good to be here.
What about this ruling has your group concerned? Have you guys been talking about this?
Yeah, matter of fact, we have a Monday morning meeting where we kind of map out our week and the issues ahead of us. And the ruling came out about an hour before our meeting yesterday. Mm. And so we had a chance to talk about it and not only talk about what it means, but talk about how we have experienced things like this, not only in our own electoral work, but in people we know who work in elections in other states as well.
So what does this mean for Texas?
Well, what it means is you could create a situation where if people don't vote, they could be removed from the voter rolls. And that's a problem because we don't know what that standard's going to be. How many elections are they going to consider you to be inactive? And what if those elections are ones you didn't even know about? Here in Texas, we already have a low voter turnout problem. Everyone should be voting, but not many people do. Even more than that, we have elections that people just don't even know about. We've had 3 elections here in Travis County so far this year. Some counties are in the middle of their 4th election right now, and a lot of people don't even know we've had a state primary, and maybe that's it.
Is it possible that now that the Supreme Court has signed off on the Ohio plan, mm-hmm. that what you wind up with is that the Republican-led Texas legislature tries to copy and turn this into law in Texas, too? Is that really what we're looking at?
Absolutely, and I think that that's the risk here, is that, one, are they going to try and turn it into law, and two, what is the standard going to be when they apply it? And that is tremendous risk because part of how they determine if somebody is active or not is they see how many elections they have voted in, and then maybe they send them a mailer to their home. So if they send it to me, to Ed Espinoza, and I don't send that mailer back, then not only will they remove me from the rolls, but they may remove anybody named Ed Espinoza off the rolls as well. And that is a danger to lots of people.
I just want to be clear about this because we're not hearing from Republicans or folks on the right that they're too concerned about this decision that was handed down by the High Court yesterday. Mm-hmm. Why is it you're concerned?
I think any time you're limiting people's right to vote, that it should be a concern for everybody. And if you're going to take people off the rolls because they haven't voted, why are we assessing a penalty to people? Why are we making it harder for someone to vote? If they show up on election day and realize suddenly that they've been removed from the rolls because they haven't previously participated, it's just inherently unfair.
Why should they stay on the rolls? I mean, if they're not participating, and obviously the Secretary of State's office and other election officials, they want to make sure that they don't just have names out there that could be capitalized upon by people who might want to steal someone's identity and cast a bad ballot, that sort of thing. And you end up, if you're not clearing those rolls out, I mean, you end up with millions upon millions of names of people who are no longer there.
Well, I just don't see the harm in that. I don't think that people are actually showing up and casting a vote in the name of somebody else. But we've had more than 600,000 people who have had trouble voting in the past few years because of these laws that limit people's access to the polls. What is the harm in leaving somebody on the rolls just because they haven't shown up to vote?
We haven't even talked about the issue of discrimination. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering why not, because it seems like part of the elephant in the room here is that Republicans aren't this concerned about it because of demographics. Democrats are more concerned about it for the same reason, demographics.
Absolutely. When you look at the type of voter who shows up in a presidential year or in a general election, as opposed to a voter who shows up in a school board election or in an off-year election, they're much different types of voters. They tend to be older voters. They tend to be Anglo. They tend to be homeowners. They tend to live in different areas. They tend to be people who don't take a bus to work. So there's absolutely a demographic issue at stake here.
Ed Espinoza is executive director of the progressive group Progress Texas. Ed, good to see you again. Thanks so much for coming in and talking with us about this.
Thanks for having me.